This is a cruel joke, really. The last three witnesses have been lovely young women, girls, the first two, I'll call them girls, and now we have a young woman who accepted the Lord and the gifts of the Holy Spirit at a very young age. Well, I'm at the other side of the mountain, so I'm going to give you the other side, the dark side. In a nutshell, for most of my life, I lived in a very hard place emotionally. I lived a fragmented life. I lived a compartmentalized life. Part of me was very confident, very successful, all good things, all good things. The part that you couldn't see was very fragmented, very emotionally and psychologically in need of healing, almost unable to have a healthy relationship, life to me was the inside life. The was a dark tunnel, and I was just going to get through it. I was going to get through it. Now, I always loved God, but it was the kind of love and relationship, if you want to call it a relationship, where he was just going to help me get through it. There was no, that was it. I worked hard. I earned money. I provided for my family. I've been married twice. Married for, 39 years altogether. First marriage was very painful. The second marriage just should not have ever happened. That's what happens when you're emotionally fragmented and unable to make any healthy decisions. So that's how I lived. When I came to Morgantown, I was introduced, praise God, to people who were different than any other people I had met. These people had a relationship with Jesus. These people had a spiritual, what would be the word? They were empowered. They were empowered. Now, at the time, this is a long time ago, though, I was still unable to be part of, but I could watch and be as involved as I was emotionally able to be. And fortunately, they were so love-filled with the love of the Holy Spirit, it didn't matter how... Well, maybe they didn't know. That was it. No one knew, except Claire. What was actually going on underneath. So they probably, I'm sure they thought I was pretty okay, And I was. I could, what a functioning alcoholic is. Well, I wasn't an alcoholic. I was a functioning whatever that word would be. Okay? So anyway, life went on, and it was not too good underneath. About 7 or 8 years ago, it cracked. Cracked big time. But it cracked open, and it was a very good thing. I was able to, through the grace of God, move out of the situation I was in. And all those years, it was a matter of feeling like I wasn't good enough. That was the first section. Or I wasn't trying hard enough. I wasn't strong enough. If I could just be stronger, I could endure this. Okay? And again, there's nothing on the surface. I had a good life. It was all inside. It was all emotional. And that's when people kill themselves. Now, I was never suicidal except one time. But fortunately, I had enough. There was still enough where I thought, who would take care of Claire? Because she was just a baby. And that was it. But that's when people commit suicide. They look okay, you know? It's the ones who can sort of get it out that help people to reach out to them. But if you can't get it out, then it's very hard to get help. But the Lord was always there, the poor thing. I gave him a lot of trouble because, you know, it was real hard to reach out. But eventually that crack happened and I was able to begin healing. And for me, the working of the Holy Spirit has been a healing working. Because I couldn't really be empowered or even begin to be empowered until I began to heal. And I could only begin to heal by being removed and plopped down in a completely different situation and just begin to open my heart. My heart was very hard because I think it was very hurt. But that's life. Life hurts sometimes. So Claire and I had a conversation one time not too long ago. Because one thing the Holy Spirit has really helped me to learn is to identify self-pity. Self-pity. Sometimes I know I spent a lot of time not realizing that it was a matter, I was feeling sorry for myself. I was focused inward, most of my life. And until I could start to focus outward, the healing, you know, couldn't really take off. And you know, I spend a lot of time thinking to myself, you know, they say God has a plan. Well, I screwed up big time. How many times? I screwed up the first time. I screwed up the second time. How many plans? You know, where was plan A? And now what plan are we on here? And finally, we both came to the conclusion that it's always plan A for God. No matter what's happening, it's plan A. Because God can make good from whatever is happening. And that was a big deal for me. I mean, I'm a senior citizen. And I started thinking, man, you know, you spent 65 years getting to this spot. What are you, 34? Claire's, well, 30-something, 37. Claire's 33. Those young girls that talked here, what are they, in their 20s, in their teens? What was I doing then? Don't ask. But then again, the Holy Spirit said to be Mary, so you're 65 years old. You've got eternity. We're talking about eternity here. The moment God conceived me in his mind, that's when it began, and it's never going to end. So what's 65 years? So now that, you know, I feel better. I'm not spending time thinking, oh man, all those years, you know, all that hurt. So in a nutshell, John mentioned the accuser. I've spent a lot of time with the accuser. I've spent a lot of time with Satan telling me how weak I was, or how bad I was, or how I messed up, or rah, 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 rah. That's the accuser. But it's not so much anymore. Not so much anymore. I asked the Lord a couple years ago, because I realized I didn't know how to love. And if you don't know how to love, you don't know how to accept love either. And I realized I didn't know how to love and I didn't know how to accept love. I did the best I could. And the Lord's really teaching me, showing me how to love. So my heart's not so hard anymore. Not so hard anymore. So for whatever time I have left in this life, I think I'll move along a little more quickly. But I do have eternity to look forward to. So my message to you is, it's never too late. Amen.